Welcome to Logical, the first regular podcast navigating legal processes in the UAE. I'm Tim Elliott, and I'm here with the managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalova and Pleska, and that is Ludmila Yamalova, our expert. Good to chat to you, Ludmila.
Good to be here with you, Tim, as always. Thanks for being here.
This time, we're discussing new rules for rental valuation certificates in Dubai. And if you're a landlord or a tenant, this is, well, let's put it this way, crucial information is an understatement. So let's dive into it. Double time, Q&A format. What's the new rule for rental valuation certificates in Dubai?
Sure. So starting from April 1st of 2024, and we're recording this early June, so it is still a very new rule. And so starting from April of this year, the rental valuation certificates can now only be issued if there's a legal order or a judgment mandating the evaluation of the property. That's the short of it.
Okay. So that's the new rule, but how was it previously?
So previously, the process for to obtain a valuation certificate was rather simple. It was more of an administrative matter and required very minimal documents, and the process was quite simple, which ultimately involved submission of a few photos of the property and just a request to have the property evaluated and a payment of the fee. So that was it. And so now why this new change is so important to highlight is because previously, and this, by the way, in the last in particular perhaps year, if not two, since real estate prices in Dubai have significantly gone up, has been used, this particular service has been used by landlords quite extensively. Some might actually say they, it's not just been used, but rather abused. So what the landlords would do, they would just pay the fee to the land department, request this property valuation certificate, and the tenant would not even know about it, that their property is being evaluated or reevaluated, they never have a chance to even comment on the issuance of the certificate, one, and then two, no one really would knock on their door and request to come in and examine the property to explain why the ultimate valuation of the property was determined to be what it would ultimately be determined to be.
I guess that kind of explains why it was necessary. It was a system that was, I mean, this is about transparency, isn't it?
Indeed. And so what was, because it was so much easier to obtain a rental property or property valuation certificate before, and that's one, but two, and perhaps more importantly, that it seemed to be completely disconnected from the actual valuation of the property. Because remember, what we're talking about is a property valuation certificate. So theoretically, what should be involved in, you know, before issuing the valuation of a property certificate is to go for somebody to go and evaluate the property. So that's sort of the kind of the theoretical logical assumption. But that next step wasn't part of the evaluation certificate issuance. So the certificate would be issued on the basis of perhaps some sort of generic data that is populated as part of the Dubai Land Department's database. There wasn't really clarity or transparency in terms of how these valuation certificates were determined or issued, and how the particular valuation was determined, and also what sort of database of information was being used to rely on in deciding what that particular valuation should be. So you're right, there wasn't much transparency, more importantly, it didn't seem like there was much of an actual effort to try to go and examine or inspect the property to determine what the actual value of that specific property should be. So, and as a result, what often was happening is that, but yet it was so easy to obtain these certificates, and then the landlords would use these valuation certificates to challenge the RERA index. And then as a result, there was this kind of discrepancy between, so what is important? Is it the RERA index that governs the rental increase, or is this the valuation certificate? Because the law says it's the RERA index unless parties can sort of prove otherwise. So in other words, this discrepancy was kind of became common where the parties would, the tenants obviously would insist that the RERA index should remain. And the landlord said, listen, we've got this certificate at hand. So therefore, the courts would start hearing a lot more cases where they had to decide between the valuation certificate and the RERA index. And that's ultimately what brought the kind of led to confusion and discrepancy. And that's perhaps the reason why we have this new rule now.
Can you give an example of one of those discrepancies, as you term it?
Yeah. So, for example, let's say your property, you've been paying rent for 100,000 dirhams, and the RERA index shows that there is no increase of rent is allowed because so your rent is within the margin for which maybe somebody else is paying a little more than what you are paying for your property, but because there's this margin that and you're staying within this margin, so no rent increase was allowed. So, for example, as you may remember, let's say you paying 100,000 and I'm paying 120,000 for the same property, but the rent increase is only allowed if the property is 150,000, for example. So both you and I, therefore, would be treated the same way in terms of whether property rental increase is allowed, and if so, what percentage. So in many cases, landlords believe that because of the recent, rise in the real estate market in Dubai, and I'm saying it this sort of mildly because it's perhaps more like a skyrocketing ascent. But because of that, landlords obviously wanted to increase rent much more than what the RERA index would allow. And by the way, and just by way of reminder, the RERA index also has a cap, right? You cannot increase rent more than 20%, period. And so landlords started feeling a little perhaps constricted and limited in their ability to capitalize on their investments, and which is also from a commercial standpoint, we can understand. But as a result, they would try to obtain additional information to show to the courts that their property should not be considered as part of the RERA index sort of averages, that their property for one reason or another is valued higher, and therefore it should, there should be a property increase allowed. So what they would do is that they would go and obtain a property valuation certificate through very simple means by just basically paying a fee and submitting a picture of the property and the title deed, and they will get a certificate for 150,000. So now you have a discrepancy. The RERA index says the property is valued at about 100,000, between 100,000 and let's say 130,000, and no increase is allowed. And then you have the evaluation certificate that shows the property, in fact, is 50% above market and therefore, or below market rather, and therefore you should be paying, let's say, 20%. That's the sort of discrepancies that were happening. But as you can appreciate, 20% for some people is a lot of money. So tenants did not accept these evaluation certificates at face value. And so when it just started, when the process started and the landlord started using these evaluation certificates, they were kind of a bit of a novelty still. So a lot of tenants did accept them at face value and relied on them and either agreed on the rental increase or had to move out. As more and more of these evaluation certificates were being used, the property evaluation certificates being used, tenants started objecting to them because simply they could not pay that additional, let's say 20%, for some even 10%. So they could not pay that much more money. So this is when the dispute arose. And as per the RDC jurisprudence and the Dubai rental laws, landlords can only increase rent if the tenant agrees. So, and that's even if you either the RERA index either shows a higher rent or your valuation certificate would otherwise allow for an increase. So, in other words, even when you have a document proving or justifying the rental increase, even in those cases, the tenant has to agree. And if the tenant doesn't agree, then you have a dispute. And you have your dispute, you need to go to RDC, the rental court. And so more and more of these cases ended up going to the rental court, to RDC. And RDC was then being presented with these discrepancies between the RERA index and the valuation certificate. So what do you do between the two? Because the law says in cases of rent increase, it's the RERA index that governs. And then there's some caveats unless. And then you have this other document that is issued, remember, by the Dubai Land Department, by RERA. So it's still a government document. So it's not just some sort of a private party that determined that your property should be valued at something else. It's still a government document. So now you have these two competing documents that are conflicting. One is the RERA index, and then the other one is the valuation certificate. And in many cases, the discrepancy was quite significant. Sometimes we've seen discrepancy where the property, as per the valuation certificate, was double in value from as compared to the RERA index. So obviously, more and more of these cases ended up in at RDC before the judges. And as part of the tenant's challenge of the valuation certificates, they would make a case as to why their property should not be valued higher than the market average, because their property, for example, is nothing ordinary beyond sort of the average market of that specific property, which means that in some cases, if you have a brand new, or if you have a property that has recently been renovated and has been upgraded, and sometimes you have a property that's got an amazing view. So those properties, you know, reasonably so, justifiably so, may warrant, not may, but do warrant a higher rent. But in a lot of tenants who challenged the rent valuation certificates, they argued that their property did not benefit from these additional benefits, and it was just an ordinary property, and therefore it should not be treated away from the market average. And as part of their challenge, they would present to RDC that nobody came to look at our property. Nobody inspected it. If somebody had come to inspect the property, they would have seen that the property hasn't been painted in 5 years. We have ceilings, for example, peeling. There is leakage on the floor. Maybe there's warped floors because of the flood and so on and so forth. Or we have no view and so on and so forth. So as a result, I'm guessing, obviously, because RDC judges would have seen a lot more of these cases than we would. But it was through this discourse, it must have become obvious to the authorities that the issuance of the valuation certificates in the way that they were being issued before perhaps was inadequate, or it did not do, maybe it didn't do service to the community or to the market, and therefore they've changed the rules to make it a lot more controlled.
Okay, so what's the new requirement then for issuing a rental valuation certificate, Ludmilla?
Yes, so now if you want, as a landlord, you want to challenge the RERA index, and because you believe that your property is worth more or should be valued higher, then you actually need to file a case. So you need to have a judgment or an order, like an RDC judgment or RDC order, to evaluate the rent of the property to issue a rent valuation certificate. So remember, this is a huge change from what it was like before, because in the past, as a landlord, you just submit, it was all online, you submit a form to RERA, property valuation certificate, you pay a fee, and almost instantaneously, you would get your valuation certificate. And now you have a document that you could, on the basis of which you could A, demand from your tenant to pay a higher rent, or B, sort of use it to challenge the tenant's position at RDC. So that's all that was required. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of landlords were quite successful in managing to get a higher rent or evict tenants altogether, purely relying on this property valuation certificate. And they could do this because it required so little of them to actually be able to obtain one. So now what they need to do is they need to actually file whoever, if the landlord wants to be able to have their property re-evaluated, they need to file a substantive case. So they need to file a case, for example, this case would be to increase rent. And as part of this case, they need to make a request to the court to have the property evaluated. And then in response to this, then the court will appoint an expert to evaluate the property. And then once there is an evaluation certificate that's issued as part of the substantive case, then the landlord can argue in substance as to why there should be an increase in the rental price and what that increase should be.
So what prompted the change, Ludmilla?
Well, the change, we are speculating, but we think the change also aligns with the recent updates to the RERA index, which happened in March 2024. And that particular change was, if you recall, I think you and I actually even did a podcast on this, is that all of a sudden the RERA index kind of went up, and which meant that in many more cases, landlords were able to increase rent. So we were speculating that since the prices went up and the RERA index was kind of upgraded, if you will, then the authorities must have, as part of striking the right balance, they increased the rent and therefore the ability for landlords to increase rent. But at the same time, they've made it more onerous for the landlords to obtain the property value certificate if they actually want to increase even further.
So how do you think this impacts determining average rents?
We can only speculate, but for the time being, the only tool to determine the average rent before any court proceedings is always sort of the RERA index, right? And that's in line with the Decree 43 of 2013, particular Article 3, which states that with regards to the percentage of increase, the average similar rent shall be determined in accordance with the rental index in the Emirate of Dubai and as approved by the Real Estate Regulatory Agency or RERA. So that's basically how that's what we know in terms of how RERA sets the rental index and then on the basis of which ultimately there is this sort of rental cap that exists. So that's kind of all that's the level of detail that we know in terms of the metrics that the authorities use.
How do you obtain a rental valuation certificate now? If I was to go now, how would I do it?
Yeah, so if you wanted to do it now, you would have to file a substantive case. As a landlord, you would have to argue that your property is worth more than what the RERA index shows. And then on the basis of that, you would have to make a request to have property evaluated. And this is important. And as part of that, the court will appoint an expert to determine what that sort of the new evaluation should be. So now in terms of who this expert is and how the expert will make the determination, that sort of remains to be seen because it's still a very new change. However, what we assume the expert will do is, which what the expert should be doing is will actually visit the property and will assess whether that particular property should be valued above the market average. To be honest, it makes sense because there are a lot of properties out there. So let's say you and I can be living on the same floor, having properties of the same specifications, yet I look out on the wall and you look out onto the sea, right? Or Burj Khalifa, for example. So you have an unobstructed view of Burj Khalifa and I have a building next door to me. So just that small variance, I mean, small and not in our property location, our respective unit's location, does dramatically affect the value, right, of the property. So you can see how in those kind of cases, landlords would sort of are justified in wanting to increase rent because you've got a non-obstructive view and that view alone could make your property double the value of mine. But if you just look at the average based on the RERA index, your property and my property, we're in the same area, we're in the same building, we're even in the same floor, we have the same specifications. So obviously we will be treated as similar properties for the purposes of the average market rate. But with this new system, the presumption is that the expert will actually visit your unit, since you have a nicer unit than me, and will you visit your unit, and then we'll make the determination on the basis of a specific unit, taking into account the view, whether there have been any upgrades that were performed recently, if there's any other issues with the properties or additional benefits that come with the property. And so presumably these certificates will be issued by the experts on the basis of these sort of personal visits and factoring in that specific properties, parameters and specifications. And in that case, the property valuation certificate would actually be issued for that very property, which is quite different from before, because before it'd be just, okay, here, your property is 3 bedrooms, your property valuation certificate, we give it to you, here it is. It's 30% above what it was before, but there wasn't any specific references made as to why that particular property was determined to be valued higher than the market rate. So in other words, certificates in the past were issued just broadly, kind of a little bit in the vacuum, whereas I assume that under the new rule, they will be based on the specific visits to a specific property.
It makes sense. Just let's round things off. Just final thoughts, Ludmilla.
Well, yes. So I think this is the right move, because I have to tell you, we have seen this discrepancy at play in real time. What we started noticing is that the courts, generally speaking, were leaning and were perhaps predictable reasons, relying on the RERA index versus the valuation certificates, because the law provides for the RERA index as being the metrics that's supposed to be used for determining these kinds of matters. So as a result, first of all, there was a lot more court cases that were obviously keeping RDC busy with these kinds of matters, while it became clear that RDC's position was that RERA index is RERA index, and these valuation certificates, at least in the way that they were being issued before, were not of equal weight, and therefore were not perhaps fair or adequate basis to determine the value of the property. And therefore, now with this new rule, we obviously will not be seeing as many valuation certificates as there were before, because now it requires filing a substantive court case, not just applying for administrative form through the online portal. And so as a result, we will not see so many cases as before. And those cases, I guess, you know, those cases where landlords truly believe that their properties are more valuable, as is the case in yours in my hypothetical scenario, then they will, in those cases, presumably, that landlords do have the incentive to actually file a case and seek appointment of an expert to evaluate their specific property because they believe that there's actual reasonable justifications to have that property valued higher than the market rate.
New rules for rental valuation certificates in Dubai. That is another logical as ever. Thank you for listening and or watching if you're with us on YouTube. Thanks as always to our legal expert, managing partner here at Yamalova and Plethka, Ludmilla Yamalova. Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to be here with you, Tim. Thanks for chatting with me.
Find us at LY Law. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. All the podcasts are free at lylawyers.com, so you can stay informed and empowered. And to get a legal question answered, either by a qualified UAE experienced legal professional or in an episode of Logical, click on contact at lylawyers.com.